name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Well, today brings us to the end of the Paschal season. 40 days after his resurrection, our Lord ascends into heaven. Today we commemorate that last day of his physical presence of the risen Christ among his disciples, where they see his ascension into heaven. You know, there's probably no more powerful sign of our salvation than the ascension. For it makes clear that our Lord will raise us, and not only from the tomb, not only from Hades, but into eternal life in the heavenlies with the Holy Trinity. We are reminded by the ascension that Jesus Christ is not just a great teacher or a prophet or just a good life example. In Christ, humanity and divinity are united in one person. And he goes up into heaven as the God-man. You know, as he presented himself to the disciples on that last time, he ate with them. He said, "Touch me, I'm real." He showed them his humanity. And then he ascended into the heavenlies, underlying the fact that he is both God and man. Christ has given us a share in life eternal, a life to which he has ascended as Savior of the world. And because of this, we have a very high calling, a calling that goes beyond this world. In the midst of this virus plague that we have upon us, we're reminded that there is more than just this life. There is eternal life set before us. As the fathers of the Council of Nicaea proclaimed, Christ is light of light, very God of very God, of one essence with the Father, the only begotten Son of God. For only one who is truly divine and eternal can ascend into heaven and bring us into the divine, eternal life of the Holy Trinity. That's why the Council of Nicaea rejected the teaching of Arius, who did not think that the Son was fully divine. That's why the Orthodox Church has always disagreed with those who deny our Lord's divinity or his full humanity. Both are there. For only one who is truly both God and human can bring humans into the life of God. You know, unfortunately, some have set their sights too low on how they view Jesus Christ and how they view themselves. If we want a Savior who merely teaches and models a good life or advances an agenda, we might become a little bit more moral, maybe, by listening to him. But human teachers and examples cannot conquer death. They cannot raise us with them to eternal life. There apparently always have been, and they're going to continue to be, those who want to make a Lord in their own image. Some seek a teacher of secret spiritual truths that are available only to a select few. Others pour their life into a social or perhaps a political activist or ideology. Some search for a philosopher who speaks with wisdom. And maybe there are good parts to all of this, but this is all of this world. We periodically see movies, documentaries, or books that come out with the claim, "We've discovered a new true secret about Jesus." And it's different from the Lord portrayed in Scripture and confessed by the church. I tell you, there are countless martyrs, including Christ's own disciples. They did not go to their death out of loyalty to a mere human. They looked death in the eye, knowing that their Lord was God, that he had conquered death, that he rose from the dead, and not only that, he ascended into heaven before their eyes. In a matter of days after the crucifixion, Christ's disciples went from total despair and defeat at his crucifixion to the astounding joy of Pascha and Pentecost. These were life-changing experiences that gave them the strength to sacrifice their own lives for the Lord. You know, good teachers and good examples of living are okay or fine, but those people die and ultimately fade some over time. The life of the risen and ascended Son of God boldly continues in the church, especially in the witnesses of the martyrs who share in a victory that is not of this world. Indeed, we all share in the eternal life of Christ through his body, the church. Unfortunately, we have all fallen short of life in Christ. We all stumble. There are times we rather not ascend to him in a life of holiness. We wind up preferring to do things that are beneath us, which are not fitting for those created in the image and likeness of God. Instead of dwelling on what is true, noble, just, and pure, become too easy to dwell on what inflames us, our self-centered desires. We can interpret the words of merely human teacher however we want. We can make it up as we go. But the one who has conquered death and ascended into heaven requires something different. The point is not to make him in our image on our own invented terms. Instead, the point is to fall before him in worship, to accept in humility the great blessing of the resurrection, the ascended life that he gives to us, to live faithfully in the unity of the church as we grow closer to him. We're to be one in him, showing forth the unity of holiness and that love that are characteristic of the Holy Trinity. Christ has given us his glory, a shared life, an eternal life, which he has ascended as the Savior of the world to those that will accept and believe upon him. And that glory, that eternal life, is not an individualistic undertaking. It's just not me and God by myself. It's the life of unity in Christ, of his body, of which we're all members by baptism. Even as we stayed at home during the outbreak of this pandemic, and we're cautiously taking our recovery steps, we can stay one in Christ. We may be separated some by distances right now, but we are all one in Christ, those who look to him, and not seeking just our own way. The Son prayed to the Father about his followers may be one as we are, that they may be one as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Here is a very high, exalted view of what it means to be a human being in the image and likeness of God. So let us celebrate the ascension today by embracing the great dignity that is ours in the God-man who has gone up to heaven. We're participating even now in the eternal life of the one who has conquered death. He's conquered the tomb. He's conquered Hades. He's taken our humanity into heaven itself. And if Jesus Christ can do that, there are no limits to what he can do with our own lives, with our families, with our marriages, with our friendships, our relationships with other people in the world. This is a message not just for a select few, just a hidden secret. No, this is a gospel proclaimed to the world. Good news for the entire world, for you and for me, no matter how we've fallen short, if we but come to Christ, believe, and place our trust in him. We're all called to ascend in Jesus Christ to a life of holiness and to the blessedness of the kingdom of heaven. Let us follow that godly calling. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.